UW-Milwaukee professor Sandra McLellan says over the last 40 years, a lot has gone well in the effort to protect and improve the waters of Lake Michigan. But sewage leaking into rivers that lead into the lake remains one of several concerns. In a new report on stormwater, McLellan takes a closer look at evidence of sewage in rivers like the Menominee in Milwaukee.
And now our next task is to kind of go up the pipe and figure out, why is that happening? Is it an illicit connection? Is it failing laterals in the area? Is it that the main sewer lines are leaking and failing?
McLellan says she hopes to eventually tell communities where to best spend their sewer repair dollars. She says the bacteria that travels in sewage is the biggest immediate health risk. But longer term, she also worries about chemicals and pharmaceuticals in the lake. As people get ready to hit the beach in the next month or two, McLellan offers her advice.
My general rule of thumb is if it's rained in the last 24 hours, I'm a little careful about swimming.
McLellan says the Wisconsin DNR does a great job of monitoring beaches and posting water quality advisories. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.